This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. James Whitey Bulger, convicted in August of 11 counts of murder, will spend the rest of his life in prison, but the cases in his wake just keep coming in over the transom. This one was brought by Vincent Marino, who's in federal prison for racketeering, conspiracy to commit murder, and drug possession. Vincent claims that records of meetings will show he was set up by Bulger, who gave the FBI false information about Marino to help himself. The government first denied receiving any requests for records from Marino, and then finally acknowledged getting the requests, but then claimed that the records had been sealed in a case involving Cadillac Frank Salemi, another mobster-turned-government witness. And once sealed, the records were unavailable. The court ruled that the government was basically just passing the ball back and forth and ordered the records be produced forthwith. So the records will soon be on the record, and the battle of the Bulger continues. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.